Epilogue, I'm conscious of time. Just then on the shepherds, the Magi and us. That's what I've entitled this morning. The shepherds, the Magi and us. Hands up who's looking forward to next Saturday morning, Christmas Day, waking up, and possibly at the end of your day you might find a present wrapped in nice paper or under the tree with your name in it. Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of people, kids and adults alike, I'm sure we're all looking forward to waking up and receiving and accepting and receiving this gift that has been offered to us. So I'm just going to talk briefly this morning about the shepherds and the Magi. They too were looking forward to a gift. They believed, they accepted, and they went, and they saw this gift. So briefly, the differences between the shepherds and the Magi. So the shepherds would have been out in the fields at night watching their livestock or their sheep. They would have had very little pay, I'd imagine. They wouldn't be paid very much. They certainly wouldn't have had any pensions or anything to look forward to like that, like we do. They would have lived a very simple lives, you know. They'd be out in the fields, simply. They'd been probably good living folk, but very simple. They wouldn't have been well educated, they wouldn't have been well schooled. They certainly wouldn't have gone to third level college, like a lot of us are expected to do. But they did okay. The Magi, on the other hand, we were told they were scholars. They came from the East. They dealt in arts. They probably would have been quite wealthy people. They dealt in arts and different things like that. They would have been known for their superstitions. In other words, they'd been maybe afraid of the unknown. They would have been well dressed, and they would have studied. And they'd be well studied, and they would have worshipped, I suppose, study the stars and possibly worship the stars. So what I want to talk about is the three different aspects, okay, or things in regard to the Christmas, the characters of this part of the Christmas story, okay? So first of all, they heard, the second, they believed, and number three, they accepted. So they heard, they believed, and they accepted. So God spoke to each group in their own language, okay? So how they heard, so God would have spoken to each of these groups, to the shepherds, who would have been very simple people. God came and sent his angel, which the angel spoke in their own native language, very plainly. They would have very simply understood in the manner God was speaking to them in that, through the angel. So the angel would have come down and spoke to them plainly in their own native language, very simple to understand. On the other hand, the Magi, how did God speak to the Magi? Any kids? Yeah, Lisa? Through the stars, yeah. God used the stars. So God is the all-powerful. God can use lots of different ways and means to speak to people. And he used the stars in this case to speak to the Magi. So he spoke to the stars that they had. Like the Magi would have misused the stars, they would have misused God's creation, they would have worshipped the stars and treated them as a different kind of a god. But God turned that around and God just used these stars in the right manner and used them to his glory and leading them to Christ. And us, how can we hear any examples of how we might hear the good news of Christ this Christmas? Don't be shy. Hands up. Eli, yeah? Through the Bible, yeah. Through God's Word, yeah. God speaks to us through his Word. It's not like any other book. It's a living book. And there's a verse in 2 Timothy 3:16 that it says, God's Word is God-breathed. It comes from God. Any other ways that God might speak to us? So I have a list, yeah, Shannon? At church, yeah, God speaks. God is here at this very moment with us in church. If we settle our hearts, if we leave room, God will speak to us and we will hear his voice through prayer, through worship, through the reading of God's Word, the Bible. We can look at nature, look at God's creation, look at the intricate detail of God's creation. Have you ever looked closely at a simple daisy? or a simple little weed, as we might call them, or a nice flower. Can you imagine trying to draw that or trying to make that? Or look at the human brain, or look at different things that God has created that we take every day for granted. Isn't it amazing how God created all this, these things, and nothing is impossible with God? So God can speak to us through other believers. He can speak to us when we praise Him through song and through music. If we look at the Psalms in the Bible of David, there are many Psalms in the Bible that speak of praise and music and how God encouraged David through that. And through different circumstances, through His Spirit and through prayer. Number two, they believed, didn't they? The two groups of people, even though they were very different, they believed. So first of all, they heard, and then they believed, okay? So they did not speak doubtfully. What did they say? They said, the shepherds, they said, let us go and see this thing that has happened, or has come to pass. They didn't doubt, did they? They didn't lose any time. They went, as far as I'm aware, they went straight away. They didn't hang around. They didn't say, guys, look, we're not going down to Bethlehem. We're not going here and making a fool of ourselves in the middle of the night and looking for this baby amongst caves or amongst wherever they were looking. They didn't doubt. They went and they looked. They believed. The Magi also, as they had seen an extraordinary star, as not seen before, so they would have looked up into the skies at night time. Obviously during the day they couldn't see a star, but at night time they would have looked up, they would have known lots of different stars and different combinations. And suddenly this unusual star would have appeared. And they recognised that this was something different. This was an extraordinary star, which would have led to an extraordinary thing or person that was born. They looked at the star in the distance and they could tell that it was sitting over the land of Judea, where it was seen to hover. And this would have been a very uncommon sight, and would have signified something which was very uncommon as well. Like the birth of Christ, it only happened once. It was an uncommon thing, and it's not going to happen again. It happened once. And they would have seen this in the sky, this star, this uncommon star that only came once, and it moved along, and it hovered over the place where Christ was as a little baby. So they went on this journey in pursuit of Christ, okay? Not anything else. They didn't go to do business. They didn't go to other things that they wanted to do. They didn't go for a holiday. They went to visit Christ, okay? They weren't distracted. They went to visit the Christ, and they believed in the Christ. And the challenge to us, do you believe, like the Magi and the shepherds this Christmas, in this Christ? Do we believe that Christ has come? Are we going to begin this journey in pursuit of Him, like the shepherds and the wise men? Sometimes, for different people, it might be a long journey. We might hear about Christ. Like the Magi, it took them, I think, about 2 years to get to Christ. Sometimes we can hear about Christ and it might take us a number of years. Sometimes we might instantly come to Christ. We're all different in the time it takes for us to come and recognize and believe in Christ. And number three, they accepted. They accepted. So the shepherds, they went and found the Lord Jesus and Joseph and Mary. I'm sure when they got there, they would have talked and conversed among themselves. They would have exchanged about and talked about the different visions they had, and they would have been very encouraged in that. So they accepted. They went, they believed, and they accepted. And the shepherds, what did they do after they saw the Lord Jesus? They went and they told others, didn't they? They went out and they immediately, they were very excited, they praised God, they gave glory to God, and they went and told others. But were these other people accepting of what they said? Did they believe? Sadly, the Bible doesn't tell us they accepted. It says they wondered about these things. was God's word coming to truth, wasn't it? God in his word, as we look in John 11, 1 John 11 and 13, they wouldn't have accepted this. They wouldn't. They were in a place that they weren't going to accept this Christ. And in Christ, even though Christ came into their own town of Bethlehem, their own land, they didn't accept him as the Christ. They were expecting a different kind of a king, weren't they? They were expecting a king probably in royalty, in fancy clothes, in a big palace maybe. But they weren't certainly expecting a little baby inside in a manger in a cave somewhere. The Magi also accepted. The Magi continued to have faith, okay? They were walking along, they were following the star. They came to, I suppose, Jerusalem first, and they met with Herod, and there was a bit of an obstruction there, but they still had faith. Even though Herod was against it, but miraculously, Herod left the wise men go on their own to Bethlehem. He didn't send anybody with them. He let them go this, I think it was about 10 kilometers of a journey they had to go, which wasn't very far. And miraculously, he let them go on their own. So they had faith. They continued, and the star again appeared, and they had faith again to continue. So they knew they had found the king that they had sought, though he was not in a palace, but in a little house at this stage. This would have been about 2 years later in the Magi. Sometimes we through all the nativity scenes, the Magi and the shepherds are pictured there at the same time. But according to God's word, the Magi would have come maybe 2 years later. When Jesus was grown up, he'd have been a toddler at this stage. And they were living in a little house in Bethlehem at this time. So the Magi certainly didn't find him in the palace. They didn't find him with servants. He was an ordinary man. An ordinary little boy living with an ordinary family, and they accepted this. What did they do when they came? They bowed down and they worshipped him. They accepted Jesus for who he was. They accepted that he was, even though he was a little child, they knew and believed and accepted that he was the Christ. He was the one set to come all those years ago. And do we accept this gift of Christ? Or do we reject this Christmas? That's the challenge I want to leave with you this morning. Do we accept Christ for who he was, what he has done, or do we reject him? Just like the Christians, the Christmas morning, when you wake up and your presents maybe at the end of your bed or in your stocking or in your tree, you have a choice to make, don't you, when you wake up? Do you say to yourself, no, I'm going to stay in bed today? Mm-hmm. Next Saturday comes, are you going to say, no, I'm going to stay in bed today. I don't want anything to do with presents. I'm not accepting this gift. Mm-hmm. Even though the gift is there with their name in it, we have a choice to make, don't we? Are we going to accept this gift? Are we going to take it? Are we going to open it? Or not? And the same with Christ. Christ came into the world as a little baby. God sent this gift to us. Our names are on this gift. Everybody's name is on this gift. But we have the choice to make. We have to accept it or not. We don't have to accept it. We can reject it. But if we accept this gift of Christ this Christmas, amongst all the other things that are around us, like Annabelle was saying, there's so much that goes on that locks Christ out, isn't there, over Christmas. There's so many distractions, there's presents, there's food, there's tinsel, there's Christmas trees, there's lights. But let's not forget the true meaning of Christmas. Let's not forget the gift that is waiting for us to be unwrapped in Christ. And I trust this morning, if you haven't received this gift, that you will believe, that you will accept. Just like the shepherds and the Magi, they were totally different lots of people. And this gift that God sent too is for everyone. It's for every race, it's for every colour of people, it's for every denomination, it's for every background, no matter where you are in the world, this gift is for you. So that's all I want to say and leave with you today. So I trust that you will have a blessed time this Christmas, that you will recognize and cherish this gift that God has sent in His Son. So I'll hand back to Dave again. Okay, thanks, Dave.